Thank you and good afternoon. A strange sequence of events led the Arcata Fire District to a wind-driven fire at a residence in the 1700 block of Bird Avenue in McKinleyville on Sunday. A call initially came in for medical aid, only the caller provided little information and promptly lost contact with dispatchers. Additional calls followed, reporting that a house on Bird Avenue was on fire. High winds were pushing hard on the fire, and as crews were preparing for a plan of attack, a man was seen walking into the smoke-filled house, but he was nowhere to be found and appeared to make it out on his own. Despite the delay, crews were able to contain the fire within 10 minutes, and Red Cross assisted two people that were displaced as a result of the fire. Former Arcata City Council member and former Arcata Mayor Mark Wheatley will be sworn in as the new Fortuna City Manager at tonight's City Council meeting. Wheatley will take over for interim City Manager Randy Mendoza, who in the final days of his interim term hired the city's new Finance Director, Humboldt State graduate Aaron Felmley. The Fortuna City Council is currently holding a meet and greet with Wheatley ahead of the City Council meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. A reminder for motorists traveling in Mendocino County that Caltrans officials are out on Highway 101 north of Willits, clearing the scene of a non-injury collision that occurred this afternoon. Both the north and southbound lanes of Highway 101 at the intersection of Ryan Creek Road is closed down, and a time estimate has not been issued. The federal government has approved disaster declarations declared by Governor Jerry Brown for the winter storms that drenched the region and its roadways in February. Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties are on the list and are eligible for relief funding. This is the first time California has had three federal disasters in 1 year, and Humboldt County Public Works Director Tom Mattson said in an email that at least $12 million in damage was caused by the February storms. The next steps would be to review the sites with state and federal representatives to view the locations and gather a cost for permanent repair. The federal disaster declarations mean that the federal government will cover up to 89% of the cost for damage. A 15-year-old girl who was reported missing by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office over the weekend has been located and is now home. The girl was reported as missing on Saturday and was last seen at McKinleyville High School, but it was reported on Sunday night that the girl had been found and was home safe. A large crowd gathered at the County Office of Education on Friday for the swearing-in of new County Superintendent Chris Hartley. Hartley replaces the retired Dr. Gary Eagles, and he was appointed to serve out the remainder of Eagles' term. Hartley will also be a candidate in the June primary in 2018. Hartley concluded his address on Friday announcing that he appointed Heidi Moore Guinep as the Assistant Superintendent of Education effective July of this year. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news from College of the Redwoods.
A team of five students from College of the Redwoods and one from Humboldt State are on their way to Sacramento State University later this month to participate in a competition featuring business startup ideas. The six local students have won two qualifying competitions at HSU with their development of drones to be used in the forestry and timber industries. The drones would allow timberland managers to use the unmanned aircraft to collect data from their lands, including mapping tools, thermal and photometry applications, as well as visual sensors and cameras to produce data more easily and safely than is currently done. The drones and applications could also be used to monitor power lines as well as gas and sewer lines, jobs currently performed by helicopter crews or land-based crews. Joe Snipes, Benjamin Neff, Tomas Jevons, Alex Orozco, Aaron Spurgeon, and Daniel Rodriguez take their shot at some $20,000 in prize-winning possibilities on April 21st.
Thank you, Dan. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z finalized its recommendations for the allocation of funding for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. In total, a proposed $4.4 million would be allocated to 15 agencies listed on the primary list, while a total of $3.4 million would be allocated to 9 items on the secondary list. The final recommendations will be included in the county proposed budget, which will be presented to the Board of Supervisors on June 6th. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.